And we also listen to new and emerging independent artists that carry that proud traditional country music tradition, but aren't getting the attention that they deserve. Each week, we pick a theme. The theme this week is cheating. So we're playing songs all about cheating and cheaters. It's a theme in country music that we have seen since the beginning of country music. So we've played songs from Hank Williams on today's show, from Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Charlie McCain, Red Foley, from new artists like Bella White, and some classics like John Anderson. Next up, we have a block of music that I think you're really going to love. We hear from Daryl Singletary, who's an artist from the 90s, who you may remember, of course, from Waylon Jennings. Everybody loves a Waylon Jennings song, David Allan Coe, and Tracy Lawrence. But next up, we have a song from Daryl Singletary. He's an artist that I think really captured that 1990s country music sound. He's an artist from Georgia who got involved in country music at an early age, had a real passion for country music at an early age, and I think was one of the best artists, in my opinion at least, of the early 90s country singers. He came up through the Nashville bar scene, singing in competitions at Nashville bars with artists like Tim McGraw. He was discovered by Randy Travis and was managed actually by Randy Travis's wife for a number of years. Unfortunately, we lost him in the last couple of years at an early age. He was just 46 when he passed, and it's just a real tragedy because I think he's one of those artists who would really be having a comeback right now, especially as so many people are seeking out that classic country sound, and the 90s country sound is making a comeback these days. So next up, we're going to play I Let Her Lie, and this is by Daryl Singletary.
She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends, and I let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one. I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. One teary night, she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again, and I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change, and I only have myself to blame. 'Cause I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. The day I left, no words were said. She was sound asleep on our double bed, and I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie.
Waylon Jennings had so many amazing hits, and I think he still gets a lot of credit for the impact he has had on country music today. He's somebody that so many artists putting out really great music today, like Sturgill Simpson and others, credit with inspiring them. I mean, he is an artist that was just a titan of country music for the 70s and 80s and into the 90s. And one of the songs that I just really love is Suspicious Minds, which was a song originally made famous by Elvis Presley, but it was performed by Waylon Jennings and his wife, Jessie Coulter. And it's a song that I think really just shows how broad country music really is. I mean, Elvis Presley is an artist who was so influenced by country music and, of course, became the king of rock and roll. And here you have Waylon Jennings playing this song with his wife, Jessie Coulter, and it just works. So next up, we have Suspicious Minds by Waylon Jennings and Jessie Coulter.
Caught in the trap, I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you
suspicious mind, we can't build our dreams on suspicious mind. I saw an old friend I know, I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes.
I love a good contradiction, and that's why I really like country music. There are so many interesting contradictions. People are complicated, and country music is complicated too. We hear so many songs that are honky-tonk, Saturday night sinner songs, and then so many songs in country music that are Sunday morning gospel songs. And I think that spectrum of just the experience of a weekend is actually authentic to how a lot of people feel. And I think that this next song, while it's a little bit overly dramatic, it does kind of capture that complexity that, you know, we all, I think, feel from time to time. This next song by David Allan Coe fully embodies that contradiction, and it's like a cheater's prayer. it's like both a honky tonk cheater song and also a religious gospel song. And I think the whole point of it is to point out this contradiction that I've been talking about. And that's why it's so interesting. That's why I wanted to play David Allan Coe's Now I Lay Me Down to Cheat.
Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his stories about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer in the person of a neighbor she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. He prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
Tracy Lawrence, for me, represents some of the best country that came out on the radio in the early 1990s. He's an artist who spent several weeks at the top of the country charts, and at least for me, captures that classic 90s country sound that as soon as you hear the first few lines of the song, you can place it and you can say, yep, I know exactly when that song came out. Even if you didn't hear the song when it originally aired, you would know just based on how it was produced that it has that 90s sound. A little bit of electronics added to it with a little bit of a traditional country flair. And that's especially true on this next song. It's off of the title. It's the title track off of the album Alibis. And it's a song that made it to number one on the charts in 1993. And I wanted to include it on the show. Obviously, our theme is cheating. This is a classic song on that subject. This is Alibis by Tracy Lawrence.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. But so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. Cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love was unjust again. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. When my alibis and light eyes and all the best lines, Lord, she's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. Boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make her own alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all.
We still have so many songs left on this week's episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary Stewart, Lydia Loveless, Brandi Clark, Bella Plain and Coulter Wall, Lefty Frizzell, Porter Wagoner, Gene Shepherd, and Kitty Wells. So stick around.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
From somewhere outside, I hear the street vendor cry,
filet gumbo.
From my window, I see him going down the street,
and he don't know
that that she fell right to sleep in the damp, tangled sheets so soon. After love in the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow. Just a girl, and I'm just a guy in the room. For love in a hot afternoon. We got high in the park this morning, and we said, without talking, then we came back here in the heat of the day, tired of walking. Where under her breath she hummed to herself a tune. In the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow.
This is Alan Jackson.
The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute, better live while you're in it, 'cause it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and stuff, that makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot when the ones that you got, I've always got your back. And the older I get, the better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years, yeah. The older I get.
souvenirs and little signs of the life I've lived. The older I get, the longer I pray. I don't know why, I guess that I've got more to say. And the older I get, the more thankful I feel for the life I've had and all the life I'm living still.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Still make two wrong, not for each other, not from the start. The difference was day and night, my finest hour spent here with you in the dark, was just before I saw the light. It's the people who want love, the people who need love, who find for someone who's looking for me. It's the people who want love, the people who need love, find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, then I won't be walking away.
I'm Johnny Rodriguez, and here's my song, Pass Me By, on Country Legends 24/7.
105.5.
Would you look at what came down the road today, wanting me to be one more mistake to make, a bridge to burn to get to someone new? Hey, pass me by. You sure look like the traveling kind to me. don't stop if this ain't where you want to be. Now I don't know what you think you run into. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through. I'm not gonna be a stepping stone among the other hearts that you walk on. Lord, help me if I fall in love with you. Hey, pass me by.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Today's theme is all about cheating and cheaters. There are so many country songs out there that touch on this topic. And I think that's because country music in so many ways comes from blues music. And the rural blues has had such an influence over the years on country music, and especially those early days of country music. Country really comes from the mixing of the Appalachia string musicians with the Mississippi Delta blues musicians. And that all got mixed together into the country music we know today. And the blues is all about heartbreak, and it's all about, you know, being down and out. And I think there's oftentimes nothing more heartbreaking than a relationship that's ending. And I think those early singers were singing about that, and that theme has held true up until today. So on today's show, we've played a number of songs from older artists like Hank Williams and Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, John Anderson. But we're also highlighting newer songs from artists today. And these are artists that are carrying on that traditional country sound or that outlaw country sound, but doing it more from an independent perspective or doing it a little bit outside of the mainstream of country music. So we're going to be hearing from artists like Bella White, who we played earlier on the show, and also other new artists like Lydia Loveless, Brandi Clark, and Bella Plain and Coulter Wall. And I think that this is a theme that really unites the country music of yesterday with the country music of today. Next up, we're going to be playing some music from Gary Stewart. This is a classic song that I really like. It is a song about heartbreak and the ending of a relationship and cheating, but it's also being sung about in a humorous way. And I love when country music can take complicated, sad issues and talk about them in a funny way. So this next song is She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles by Gary Stewart.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I poured myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my trouble. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself. I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like tiny bubbles. She's acting single, drinking doubles. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles.
One of the things that I absolutely love about this show is highlighting country singers who are out on the road making music, playing in bars, playing on honky-tonks, maybe even playing on street corners, and carrying on that proud country music tradition that we know and love, but not getting the credit that they deserve within the broader country community. And that's definitely true for this next artist. Lydia Loveless is somebody that might actually be too country for mainstream pop country stations. She has a real solid traditional Appalachian sound. She's from Coshocton, Ohio, which is a very beautiful, proud Appalachian, Ohio community, and is out touring, based in Nashville now, but not getting the attention that you would expect for an artist like this. And I think that's because so many of these stations are playing that Southern pop music and not the classics like we like to play on this show. It's also a great song about cheating. This song is called How Many Women, and it's by Lydia Loveless.
How many women?
too often in country music, the artists that are actually writing the songs are not the ones performing the songs. I think that's something that we all kind of know and appreciate, that there's songwriters and there's singers, but every once in a while you get them together. And I think the best country musicians over the years have always been singers and songwriters. There's just something about an artist performing their own song based on their own experience that really resonates with audiences. This next artist is a songwriter. She has written songs for artists like Sheryl Crow, Miranda Lambert, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Billy Currington, Darius Ruckers, and even Casey Musgraves. But oftentimes I think is not getting the credit she deserves as also a singer. I really love this next song. It's a great song that is a little bit, I think, tongue-in-cheek and a little bit humorous, while also talking about our theme for the day, which is cheating. This is Drinking, Smoking, Cheating by Brandi Clark.
I ain't been drinking, but if I was drinking, I think I'd be drinking.
Something that we've talked about on previous episodes is that there is a real country music renaissance happening right now in Canada. There are so many amazing Canadian artists that have really pushed the whole genre of country music forward by capturing that classic traditional country sound that we're so used to associating with the United States, with Texas and with Appalachia. And we're seeing that today. And there's one artist I think that everybody sort of associates that with, and that's Coulter Wall, who's from the plains of Saskatchewan. But Coulter Wall is really just one of the Canadian country singers who have had breakout success in the last couple of years. Bella White, who we played at the top of the show, is a great example of another Canadian artist. And this next artist, Belle Plaine, is also from rural Saskatchewan and is also making amazing music. She's appeared as a guest vocalist on Cultural albums, and here he returns the favor. This song is called Is It Cheating? And it's by Belle Plaine.
Well, I lost you.
We still have a number of songs left on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. We're going to end out this show with a run of songs from classic artists like Lefty Frizzell, Porter Wagoner, Gene Shepherd, and Kitty Wells. You'll definitely want to stick around.
Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys on Country Legends 24/7.
People used to bring us cakes, and the funniest thing that happened with us on that, we had this big old cake on the bus. That was huge. And we were driving on out of town after the gig, and we used to spin off on them. We'd like put them under the bus tire, spin off on the cake. It used to be a little ceremony because we wouldn't eat the cake either. Here we are at this truck stop, fueling up. The bus comes around the corner at near the way you go out of the truck stop. I take the cake around. I put it under the wheel, and we squeal off on it, and we look, and there's those people that gave us the cake in the car. They had followed us, and they were aghast that we spun off on their cake. Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. We never did it again.
Of the past breaking my mind, and I know it's gone for good, and it makes me want to cry. Is this all we get to keep as the years go rolling by? Just a memory for all the days gone by. Oh, you're always in my heart, and you're
Hey guys, this is Heath Wright from the group Ricochet, and you are just moments away from more awesome music from Country Legends 24/7.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will gradually turn sunny today with highs in the upper 30s, west winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in lower 20s. Full sunshine expected on Monday with highs near the 40-degree mark. Cooler on Tuesday with upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
We went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. A little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, now this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The Big D and don't mean Dallas.
CBS News Brief. Just a few more hours to go until kickoff for Super Bowl 58. This 49ers fan is excited and hopeful.
Niner fans are very loyal. We're very proud to be Niner fans, right? We've been wanting this sixth ring for a long time, and it's coming.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Nikki Haley responded to former President Trump's comments about her husband being away.
It's insulting to military members. It's insulting to military families.
Her husband's with the South Carolina National Guard and is on deployment in Africa right now. After what many say is a damaging special counsel report which targets presidents' age and memory, will he drop out of the race? Democratic Senator Chris Coons told ABC.
Donald Trump is again going to be the candidate of the Republican Party. Joe Biden is the one Democrat who has beaten him, who can beat him, and who will beat him.
The report was on the mishandling of classified documents. It did not recommend any criminal charges. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will gradually turn sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. West winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in lower 20s. Full sunshine expected on Monday.